The United States observes its Independence Day on July 4th. It normally includes massive public celebrations of music, fireworks, and food in cities and towns across the country. This year, however, much of the country is avoiding large gatherings or barring them. So we are turning to the ghost of Independence Day past to note some lesser-known history of the holiday. "This day will be remembered in American history," wrote John Adams in 1776. "People will honor it with fireworks and celebrations." He was talking about the 2nd of July. That is the day the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence from the British. The colonies officially became self-ruling states on that day. But the date written on the Declaration of Independence is July 4th. So, since 1776, Americans have honored July 4th as the country's Independence Day. And July 2nd? Not so much. Adams went on to become the first Vice President of the United States of America, and its second president. He observed many July 4th Independence Days right up until he died on July 4th, 1826. That same day, a few hours earlier, Adams' lifelong friend, opponent, former vice president, and third American president, Thomas Jefferson, also died. It was the 50th anniversary of Independence Day. 5 years later, James Monroe, the country's fifth president, also died on July 4th. And one president, Calvin Coolidge, was born on July 4th in 1872. Most Americans celebrate Independence Day with barbecues, parades, and, yes, fireworks. But a few celebrate by eating all the hot dogs they can. Every July 4th, since the early 1970s, a restaurant called Nathan's Famous has held a competition to see who can eat the most hot dogs in 10 minutes. The event involves 30 to 40 competitors, divided by sex. Women face women, men face men. The competition is held at Nathan's Famous in the Coney Island area of New York City. The 1916 restaurant grew over the years into a large food business with many stores. The undeniable star eater at Nathan's is Joey Chestnut of California. The 36-year-old has won the men's championship 12 times, including last year. He also holds the Nathan's record for most hot dogs eaten in competition, 74. New York native Mickey Sudo is Nathan's Famous current women's champion. She has won the event 6 times, more than any other woman. But her opponent, South Korean-born Sonia Thomas, has eaten more hot dogs at the event. Thomas set the record in 2011, downing 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes. But that record did not last long. Thomas returned to Nathan's the following year and ate 45. Nathan's is holding the hot dog eating competition again this Independence Day. The event is not open to the public because of COVID-19, but it will be covered live on television and the web. So let's go back to those fireworks, probably the most common image linked to Independence Day. Americans really, really love fireworks. The American Pyrotechnic Association, pyrotechnic is another word for fireworks, reported that Americans spent $1 billion on ordinary fireworks last year. And the industry group said it also earned $375 million from sales of professional fireworks. But although fireworks are in popular use in America, they are rarely made in America. The huge majority is imported from China. And most American flags are made there too. Happy Independence Day. I'm Katie Weaver.